The contentious issue of coal development held the floor at a packed Matanuska-Susitna Borough Assembly meeting in Palmer last night. As KSKA's Ellen Lockyer reports, homeowners in the vicinity of a proposed Usabelli mining project were not shy about airing their views before the panel.
The flame-like colors of orange and yellow clashed in Palmer Tuesday night, adding heat to an already incendiary issue. Many of those opposed to a borough assembly resolution in favor of a renewal of Usabelli's coal mining permit for the Wishbone Hill project off the Glen Highway near Sutton wore orange T-shirts with a stark message: coal dust blows, while pro-mine activists wore plastic, canary-hued hard hats to show their link with the local mining heritage. Borough Mayor Larry DeVilbiss authored the resolution asking the State Department of Natural Resources to approve the 5-year renewal of Usabelli's existing permit for Wishbone Hill. The resolution, which some assembly members claimed was only made known to them a few days before the meeting, drew the ire of some residents concerned with air and water quality issues related to the mine. Residents like Diana Ramstad and Constance Bredenberg.
So some of you might be asking, why am I wearing this T-shirt? And I have even done some coal mining myself. So I have no problem with Usabelli, personally. I have no problem with people wanting jobs, but I do have a problem, a big problem, with the wind in Palmer, the wind here that's going to take where the Wishbone Hill is and blow it into children's lungs.
There is no such thing as clean coal. There just isn't. And there's collateral damage that's caused by not just mining, but the burning of 500,000 tons of coal a year. And I don't care what country it gets burned in, we all breathe it.
But others petitioned assembly members just as strongly to pass the resolution. At issue, jobs, or the lack of them, and how a meager economy devastates a community. Chuck Bleek and Roberta Mason.
Will this give us jobs? I believe so. Will it give us good jobs? I believe so. These are jobs that are typically union paid, or at least high skill paid jobs.
We don't know our neighbors anymore. Why? Because everybody's going to work somewhere else. They get home in time to go to bed, they get up and they go to work again. We don't see each other. I'd like to say that the mine would bring money. It would put money into the pockets of the people that are working.
The coal resolution highlighted the divide between area residents, between old-timers with deep roots in the 1940s-era coal mining, and younger, more recent arrivals with concerns about health, both human and environmental. Usabelli External Affairs Manager Lorelei Simon told the assembly that the coal permit goes back to 1991, comes up for renewal every 5 years, and that the 31,000-page permit covers environmental quality issues. Although a final decision on the permit renewal is made by the state, Mayor DeVilbiss told the assembly members that the borough needs to get the issue out on the table and deal with it. DeVilbiss admitted his pro-development stance, and most assembly members followed his lead. After the resolution was amended somewhat to reflect borough concerns, the panel wanted to stress that the coal would be shipped from Port McKenzie to its destination overseas. The resolution passed with 5 pro votes. I'm Ellen Lockyer.